1-800-399-7353. That's 1-800-399-7353. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord as much as I love him? You ought to try him through me. You ought to try him right now like you've never tried him before. Let me bring my brother E.J. Johnson in, singing his hit gospel, I Love the Lord. Call me right now. 678-962-3036. 678-962-3036. I got it today. And God gave it to me for all of God's children. Here at Louisiana, Alexander, West Monroe, Shreveport. Sing it, Brother EJ. 678-962-3036.
There was a time in my life when I was filled with pain and strife, but he saved me. My world was spinning round and round. Seemed the only way was down. But he saved me, yeah, yeah, yeah. He heard my plea, can he see about me? He saved my soul and he set me free. And I love him, yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm gonna sing for the rest of my day.
678-962-3036. The King of all the modern day prophets. Those of you that need a spiritual read, need a spiritual checkup from the neck up, you pick up the telephone. I'll never be sure today to try God through. Now you make the best, just as good as all the rest. Telephone number 1-800-399-7353. I got a blessing, so but tonight and tomorrow, day, I know we're not paid. You ought to call me. 1-800-399-7353. If you love the Lord on today, as much as Bishop Uriah loves him, just try me. Good God and I. Feel like Jeremiah on today. Feel like way deep down in Bishop Uriah's phone. Telephone number 1-800-399-7353. You call me right now. Just three more of you. 1-800-399-7353. Or you call me 678-962-3036. 678-962-3036. I see the parking walls of time for me to leave you. God bless you. God keep you in my prayer. And I love you very, very much. Yes, with the love of the good Lord.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT.
No worry.
Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I...
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, we want to revisit this word and see if we can glean some more from the text. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in God's presence. Wisdom is the principal thing, the main thing, the most important thing. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Notice it didn't say faith is the principal thing. It didn't say love was the principal thing. It said wisdom is the principal thing. And I think it's important for the people of God to understand this word today, because this word literally affects every area of our lives. Wisdom, wisdom. What is wisdom but God knowledge? It is divinely written word of God. It is what God has desired to share with us in written form, his mind in print. It is a divine reality. It is the mind of God, wisdom, wisdom. That knowledge is so important. Listen, everything you will do or be will be akin to your God knowledge. If you have great God knowledge, great wisdom, then you will be able to do great things. If you have little God knowledge, then you will only be able to do little things, especially as relate to the kingdom of God, to the things of God, for the things of faith. Why is wisdom so important? It is so important because it's God's word that God has put a premium on. Listen, when you know God's word, you know God. If you want to get closer to God, like some folk get to that place in their lives and they want to get closer to God, the way that you get closer to God is not by coming to church more often. It's not by joining a ministry, and all of those things are necessary and all of those things are needful. But that's not how you get closer to God. You get closer to God by getting in his word and allowing his knowledge, God knowledge, to flow into us so that it shapes our thoughts, it shapes our thinking, it shapes our ability to make decisions. And the more God knowledge you have, the more you will please God in the things that you do. James says, when you know better, you do better. Listen at this. You've got to know better, that's God knowledge, to do better. You can't do better if you don't know better. How do you know better but by the word of God? And so when you begin to understand, when you know better and don't do it, that's sin. Why? Because you've got the wisdom of God. You know what God desires. You know what displeases God. And you know what God wants from you. So when you begin to understand this wisdom thing, it's important for you to understand everything that God wants you to know and to do is found in his word or revealed by his spirit, which is confirmed in his word. See, how do I know God is really speaking to me? Well, wisdom will tell me if he has not said anything about it in his word, then it probably wasn't God. Because, listen, the Holy Ghost runs on the tracks of God's word. And anything God's going to tell you to do, he needs to be able to confirm it in his word. And so that, listen, the enemy who is transformed as into an angel of light is able to sound like God. He's able to tell you some godly sounding things. And even the elect of God have been and will be fooled because of the level of their God knowledge. You see, the more of his word that you know, the more you begin to understand how he operates. And there are just some things God said do. There are some things God said don't do. So when the devil try to tell you do something God told you don't do, you go back to the word and you say, but wait a minute, God said don't do this. Then the devil said, well, I'm making an exception this time. Oh, you devil, you are a liar. I know your lying spirit. That ain't God. God doesn't change. He says, I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. What I have in terms of God knowledge tells me God doesn't change his mind. So if he doesn't change his mind, what he said he meant, and what he meant he said. And anything other than that is not God. So it's wisdom is God knowledge. It's divine knowledge. But what does that wisdom do? Wisdom helps us to discern difference. Listen, I've got divine knowledge, but what good is that divine knowledge if I can't discern difference? That's right. How do I know this is God? How do I know this is not God? How when somebody say, the Lord told me to tell you that God said what they say God said. See, then I begin to know according to the word how God operates. And because I have that kind of knowledge, I can let them say what they want to say and not be moved by that mess.
That's right.
Now, here on the other hand, with the God knowledge I have, if God has spoken to me and I refuse to hear God, then God will send somebody to say the same thing he's already said to me.
Amen.
Brother, I don't know what's going on, but the Lord told me to tell you. Such and such and such a thing. And I'll know it's God because I know God has already communicated that with me. I know that he uses prophets and prophetesses. I know he uses the preacher and the teacher. I know that he uses people of God to convey to me what he's already said to me, to confirm that to me. Discerning differences. Wisdom helps you to discern difference. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. Listen to what Solomon says. Therefore, get wisdom. Get the word of God. Build your God knowledge. Build a reference and library of what God has said. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Get in the word and let the word get in you. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I need to make sure that I am getting the word of God in me every way I can. Through my eye gate, through my ear gate. And then I need to be able to hang around godly people. Why? Why I can't hang around with folk out in the street and out in the world? You know, you hear young folks say all the time, yeah, that's my friend. I mean, they drink, but I don't drink. They smoke dope, but I don't smoke dope. They do this, but I don't. But listen, do you not realize that, listen, bad company, corrupt good manners? Here's what you ought to say, because wisdom teaches you that. You don't do it now. But keep hanging around with them. And sooner or later, you don't cuss now. But you hang around folk, every other word is a cuss word. I'll curse the sailor and all the rest of this. Long before it, you know, it's over, you're going to fight, because all of that's going into your eyes, your mind, your ears, and into your spirit. And before you know it, that stuff is coming out of you. Amen. So why do I want to hang around folk who will spoil the sweet spirit of God in me? Talk I don't want to hear. Show me things I don't want to see. Listen, I'm supposed to abstain from the appearance of evil. You know, there are just some things I don't need to expose myself to. And one of the things is understanding that you are flesh and blood. Jesus understood Peter's issue in the Garden of Gethsemane. But Peter didn't. And so Jesus says, listen, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Peter couldn't discern that because he didn't have enough God knowledge in him to know that. You remember when young Solomon was given the chance to ask God for whatever he wanted? He could ask him for the riches of the world, for long life, for anything he wanted. But look at what he asked God for. For an understanding heart. Do you know what that is? Wisdom. Wisdom. Why didn't he ask him for riches? Man, you know, most of us, we treat God like a genie. God say, you can have anything you want. Man. Lord, I want to be a filthy millionaire. I just want it to be so nasty that I just have money all. I can do whatever I want to do with. Most of us would go that route. You sitting up here looking holier than thou and acting like you wouldn't right now. But most, that'd be the first thing on your mind. Or maybe somebody who's sick and have been sick for a long time, they said, Lord, look, I just want to be healed and live a long life and prosper. You know, all of the things. And listen, that's nothing wrong with that. But what it says is your priorities are in the wrong place. What you ought to want is what God wants for you. And so he wanted what God wanted for him, and that was wisdom. Listen, so that he could lead God's people. Do you know if you have wisdom? Listen, wisdom will teach you how to get money. Wisdom will teach you how to live longer. Wisdom will teach you the beneficial realities of everything that's related to mankind and to the Creator and how we ought to function. Wisdom will do that. But we've got to know what God wants us to know in order to do that. Look again at what it says. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But it's not over with just getting the wisdom. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding. When Solomon asked for an understanding heart, what he was literally saying is, God, give me the wisdom to walk in the knowledge that you've given me. And then you read the story about the two women who had given birth to two infants. And in the middle of the night, one baby died. And the mother of that baby that died switched babies with the other woman whose baby was yet alive. And then when the woman woke up, she realized that wasn't her baby. Because a mother knows her child. Yeah. When they say, daddy's maybe, but mama's baby. Mama knows her child. And she knew that was not her child. And so they brought it to the king. And so Solomon, in his wisdom, heard their complaints. Wisdom kicked in. He had asked God for an understanding heart so he could judge his people, so that he can lead them the right way. So wisdom kicked in. He had a discerning of differences. He noticed the way the woman talked whose baby had died. Her talk was not a talk of love and of passion. Her talk was not a love of compassion. The other woman's love or talk was a love of compassion and passion. And so when she spoke, and the woman knew that Solomon was looking at her as if to say, that's the real mother, then the other woman say, listen, Solomon say, what I'll do is I'll cut this baby in half and give both of you a piece of it. The woman whose baby died say, all right, that's good with me then. That'll work. Why? Because her baby had already died. But the other woman said, oh, no, give it to her. Let her have the baby. And right then, Solomon judged that difference and said, this is the real mother. Give her the baby. You see, my brothers and sisters, wisdom is the discerning of differences. Differences. The woman with the issue of blood discerned the difference between the physicians and the doctors. And when she went to Jesus, she put Jesus on her agenda. But she wasn't on Jesus' agenda. But when she said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Listen, when she connected with him by faith, that faith drew out of Jesus power to heal that woman. When that virtue flowed out of Jesus, the power to heal, into that woman, she immediately knew that she was healed. And Jesus immediately knew that virtue, power, had left out of him to accomplish something. And he said, who touched me? Why? Because he discerned the difference between the touch. Peter and them said, Lord, all of these people around you, touching you, clinging to you, holding on to you, and you say, who touched me? Jesus said yes, because he discerned the virtue leaving out of his body and going into the person who touched him by faith. Yes. When Bartimaeus was sitting there, Jesus was coming down Jericho's road, and Bartimaeus discerned that somebody who could do something about my problem was passing by. And he heard the people, as he cried for Jesus, tell him, "Bartimaeus, be quiet." But because Bartimaeus had wisdom enough to discern that it was his time, and if he was going to take advantage of his time, he needed to say something now. Not let the opportunity pass him by. He discerned that now was his time, and Jesus was the one who could do something about it. So he lifted up his voice all the greater and called on Jesus. And Jesus heard him and told them, "Bring that man to me." Why? Because that man discerned that Jesus could give him sight again. You see, when you discern difference, it'll show you the people to be with and the people not to be with. Discerning, listen, is a great tool that comes through wisdom. When you are able to discern differences between right and wrong, between good and bad, between up and down, between, you know, every different situation in life, then you will make better choices.
That's right.
How many of you can look back over your life and say, "I made many mistakes because I couldn't discern the difference"? Everybody that says they're your friend isn't your friend. Everything that shines is not gold. Brother Jenkins, now resting in the presence of the Lord, used to say, "Everybody that says good night ain't going home." I'm trying to help us understand, as I close my feeble message, that everything you need in life will come through wisdom. Wisdom. When you have the God knowledge that gives you the ability to discern differences, you will discover that some of the mistakes you've made before, you won't make again. You will discover that it's easier to hear and to know his voice when you're able to discern differences. You will discover who you open up your heart and allow to come in, who you allow in your fellowship and in your presence. You will learn how to discern whether those person's spirit is right or not.
All right.
Through wisdom. Through wisdom. Wisdom will teach you what the word says and how to operate in that word in every situation in your life. Wisdom will teach you the seasons and the times. Wisdom will teach you, all you got to do, you know, is know the word of God, know the will of God, and learn how the word makes you wise. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. Everything that is was. Everything that we think is brand new is usually recycled. It's new to you. It's new to this time. It's been there before. A lot of things we come up with.